Welcome to our call for this month. We've got a treat for you this time. This is an old colleague of ours, Dom Cassone. He and his wife, Carrie, and my wife, Lori, and I were for several years in a very, very high-level marketing mastermind group where we got to share a lot of ideas. It's a fairly steep price of admission, both in terms of dollars and knowledge, to be in that group. And so we're very fortunate to have Dom here sharing some of his ideas with us. And we're going to be talking about membership sites, which may be a new topic for some of you. By way of background, Dom is the founder and president of Zakat Enterprises. It's a coaching and consulting firm specializing in small business growth through the creative use of technology, direct response marketing, and business automation. Aside from other things, Dom's an Infusionsoft certified consultant and an Infusionsoft certified developer. And most of you will know that that's the platform that we use for our CRM system. He also conceived and developed JoomFuse, which is an application that integrates Infusionsoft with the Joomla platform to manage membership sites. And he's personally helped a lot of companies become more efficient and grow using the strategies developed over his 35-year professional career. How are you this morning, Dom?
I'm doing great, and I'm very glad to be here.
Well, as I mentioned, the concept of a membership site is going to be something you and I understand just with the drop of the words, but some of our members may not be familiar with that. Can you give us a quick example or a quick background of what a membership site is?
Sure. Well, a membership site is either part of your public site or a totally separate site where people have to have some sort of login, connection, ability to get to an area that other people can't see who don't have that login. We all do it all the time. We log into our Amazon accounts to buy things. We log into our bank to move money around, etc. But this is more of an information type of login where you get to see and do things that the public can't.
What types of things might we find on a membership site?
It varies. It's amazing. I mean, the kind of membership sites that I've been exposed to run the gamut from high-end. Those of us who are studying Dan Kennedy are part of GKIC. We know that they have a membership site where they have all of the GKIC newsletters from the beginning of time, I guess, available to you to research. I have membership sites for people who like to quilt, and there were just new quilting patterns there. If you were a member, you could log in and get the quilting pattern of the month. So it's some things are hobbies, some things are small business, some things are pretty big-sized business, but it's a dissemination of information generally. People also use them for testing and quizzes and courseware.
Good. I said that our members might not be aware of the concept of a membership site, but in fact, they all should be aware of the concept, maybe not calling it a membership site, because all of the content that we deliver is, in fact, on a membership site. There's a password to get in, although we tend to bundle the password with auto-login into the links that we send to our members to make it easy for them. But there are parts of the website that they are able to access that if somebody comes in who doesn't have the password or doesn't have the proper credentials, they may be able to see the abstract for it, but they're going to be rejected from actually seeing the content. So what does somebody, you know, maybe besides you and me, need a membership site?
Well, I heard this a long time ago, and I've been a firm believer of it, that everyone could use a membership site, and most everyone actually needs one. So there's lots of reasons. For example, as our mentor Dan Kennedy says, it helps to build an iron fence around your herd. That is, if you have information to disseminate, they have to be a member to get it, and if they choose to no longer be a member, then they no longer get that information, which can be a very big pain of disconnect. And I'm not talking about money necessarily or a paid site or whatever, but, I mean, if you look at years and years of GKIC newsletters, that's a great resource to lose because you choose to leave GKIC. Again, tighter relationships with your clients, your patients, or even your prospects. You keep them engaged with you. You give them a way that makes them feel special because the only member gets to look at this stuff. So they're kind of part of a little community, and they get to engage with you at a different level because they're a member, and therefore members and the site owner communicate at a different level. They feel special and valued. You can even build the whole community around a membership site. It can be like your own mini Facebook is the best example that I could give, where you could have a whole community where people on the membership site communicate with one another and have their own walls, if you will, and create a whole little sub-niche community of like-minded people. You can create special member-only offers, such as discounts or one-time member-only items that they can get, early bird specials. It's a good way for you as a business owner or a site owner to track engagement. And it's, like I said, kind of the beginning of building the fence around the herd. It is a mechanism to decrease attrition. That is, people will be less likely to leave you if they know they're going to lose the stuff that's only the members get to see.
And let's talk about that just a little bit, this concept of building the fence around the herd. That's some very specific terminology that some of our members may not be familiar with. The herd, of course, refers to your customer base, your market, basically your people with whom you have influence. So it may be people who have bought from you, or maybe people who are prospects but enjoy what you're saying. But the problem we see in a lot of businesses, of course, is that the actual product or service itself can be, well, somewhat of a commodity. And the real trick, of course, is to prevent them from comparing apples to apples and giving them something in addition to really distinguish themselves from the competition. How is it that a membership site can help them do that?
Simply because, A, it helps to move people, if we're talking prospects, helps them move them down the sales funnel, if you will, and move them towards actually purchasing. And as you mentioned, or at least you alluded to, sometimes these purchases are one-time only purchases or appear to be I bought product X from you. But with a membership site, you can form a community, an environment where this buying product X has more to it than just buying it and using it. It has something behind it, gives it more meat, more weight. It also is a great vehicle from a business perspective for the upsell. So you bought product X and, you know, you might need product Y to go along with it that you can deliver in the message differently to a member. Or you could have a courseware where they get certified in doing something or learning a skill, and then after doing that, they get to be at a higher level and get to see more stuff. There's just a ton of reasons why it helps you as a business owner. You want to do everything you can, again, to keep that iron fence, that is, gain more and more clients, customers, or patients, depending upon what your business is, and lose as few as possible. So whatever you can do to keep them fenced in, keep them from choosing to leave, the faster you can grow your business.
And I think one thing that's important to mention about membership sites is the concept of leverage, which you and I talked about briefly before we actually started recording the call, which is anytime that you're trading hours for dollars, that's manual labor. Anytime that you can do something once and repurpose it, then you've got some real leverage. And the membership site really allows you to do just that, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It's a great place for that because let me give you my personal example. I've been writing a series of articles on membership sites for a magazine, an online magazine. So those articles are mentioned in my blog. They're mentioned in my forum. They are mentioned in my email list. So now I repurpose that material, and it's available on the membership site. So I've repurposed that material half a dozen times, four or five times, because now I can reuse it. If you do, for example, these calls that you're doing, Ron, if you put the transcripts or the recordings of the calls onto a membership site that only members can get to, then that's a big way of repurposing this. And another benefit for being a member is that I can go back as I'm a member and I can listen to a recording of something 2 years ago that interests me. It's exactly that. Membership sites allow you to leverage yourself because you can publish the stuff once, you can put information on, you can disseminate it, and then members can come in and get it at the time that's convenient for them and not when it's convenient for you, which is always better to make it about them than about you.
Yeah, absolutely. And along those lines, too, we've got at this point, I think it's over 100 of these interviews and approaching, I want to say 80 or 85 of our monthly educational webinars. And so what the membership site allows us to do is not only make the content available, but we can actually take it and pull together, say, some webinars on marketing automation, some webinars on marketing funnels. We can pull together some of the interviews that we've done around technology topics, perhaps including this one, and then we can rebundle that into a new product called, you know, how to use technology to grow your business at rapid fire pace. And all we're really doing is just taking bits and pieces that we have already and just organizing them around a common theme that we can sell as a separate product. And again, the beauty of that is the membership site hosts it. The work is already done. There may be interviews that we recorded 5 years ago that are still relevant and address a specific topic. And so the membership site gives us the real platform to do that, which is really exciting, isn't it?
Exactly, because it's essentially almost free revenue in that you sell the product as you repackaged it and rebundled it to a different audience, and they purchase it, And what they do is they get a login to your membership site that takes them directly to that product. And all you did was kind of put it in the right spot, tell the membership site that I just bought this new product, therefore I have access to that spot of the website, takes me right there, and I, as the purchaser, have access to the product, and you, as the provider, have minimized your workload.
Yes, that's sort of what we'd like to do, is get out of the manual labor business and into the leverage and reuse business. So we've talked about the function of a membership site, and I think most people at this point will recognize not only that they've seen this structure, you know, with our resources, but they've probably seen it in other places, perhaps from their own professional association. Let's switch gears just a little bit and talk about the mechanics of actually, you know, building the membership site. What are the components that people need to start putting one of these together?
Well, there's the easy way and the hard way, which most things. The easy way, in my mind, is to take your existing website using the technologies that you're using and find an extension or a plugin that will manage the membership site for you. There are a ton of them out there for all the popular platforms, whether it's WordPress or Joomla or one of the others. And there are also standalone membership platforms out there. For example, if you use Infusionsoft, they have their own standalone product called Customer Hub, which is a separate website from your public website, and all it does is manage your membership. So there's the two separate sites and the one site integrated, but you get this piece of additional software, you add the content to it, you tell it who gets to see what, and it's really just an incremental step to what you're already doing. You don't really have to start from scratch, and it's not really as big and scary as it sounds.
What are some of the tools that are available if somebody wanted to look into this?
If you use WordPress, I'm not as familiar with the WordPress ones except for WordPress ones that integrate with Infusionsoft, and those would be Membarium and iMember 360. Those are the two big ones. And then there's Wishlist. WordPress is not my area of expertise, but there are a number. If you go to the WordPress repository and look up membership sites, you'll find a half dozen anyway. For Joomla, there's Membership Pro, which is a very highly respected one. Again, if you use Infusionsoft, there's the one that we wrote called JoomFuse, which will allow Infusionsoft to manage your membership site for you. And then, like I said, there are standalone things out there, such as Customer Hub, which again needs Infusionsoft. But there are other, if you go just search membership sites under Google, you'll find a lot of standalone products for minimal cost that will allow you to build a membership site. Personally, I like it all in one because you have one URL and everything goes there. And if you have the credentials, you get to log into the membership side as opposed to two separate entities, one for your public and one for your membership side of the website. I think that that's a bit of a disconnect, but that's just my opinion on it.
And for our implementation, we use, well, of course, we're on Infusionsoft and we use iMember 360, which integrates Infusionsoft with the WordPress site that hosts our content. And that works well and gives us an incredible amount of flexibility and feature. And I guess along those lines, as people are considering this, what are the types of features that they should be looking for in a web membership site tool?
Of course, it depends on where you're going with your business. But to me, I think you want a product that will allow you to have separate logins for every user. I've seen products out there where, oh, you just give them a password and everybody uses it. So I think each user should have their own login. I think that whether or not you have multiple levels or not, your membership software should definitely have the ability for that. If you think of the standard bronze, silver, gold membership levels, I think the membership site software should have that ability. I've seen people who start with one, all of a sudden they go, whoa, wait a minute, people want sort of an advanced version, so they need a second level where the advanced people get to see that. So think of that up front. That's important. And then the ability to make sure that the different levels are protected from one another, and of course that all of it is protected from the public. So those are the major things. There's a way to have levels, a way to segment the content to the right level of member.
Let's talk about content for a little bit, because I think that may be the thing that scares a lot of people away. I mean, they look, for example, at what we've got. We've got literally thousands of articles. Like I said, over 100 interviews. We've got something like 85 webinars, and we add new ones of all of that each month. But in all fairness, we've been at this for quite a while. What are some strategies that our listeners can use to either develop content quickly or maybe find sources of content that they can either refer to or license?
This is a perfect example of what you're doing right here, Ron, is that you interview people who have a specific area of expertise or knowledge and just put those up. You can edit them and make them all fancy, but you can put them up raw. I've done it. We run a group where we sometimes have guest speakers, virtual guest speakers, and I just record the whole thing and throw it up there. I don't edit it at all. It's just raw, so it costs me 10 minutes. So it's quickly to get that. You can interview somebody and have it transcribed. You could have this interview with us transcribed and put that up as a document. Whatever business you're in, you must have some things that are unique to what you do. All you have to do is decide which ones of those should only be available to members. And members can be free. Well, I want to be clear about that. I mean, you can have paid membership levels at different dollar amounts, but members can be free. There's a lot of value in a free membership site just for tracking purposes, just to be part of the community, just to give out the information to people who choose to make the next step effort to become a member. So there's lots of value there. There's a lot of stuff that's out there. You just need to get permission to use it. But, you know, I think the best way is to take the stuff you have, as you said earlier, Ron, repackage it, whether it's written, visual, audio, whatever, and repackage it and decide who should get to see that without being a member and who should have to be a member to see it, and then whether or not there should be a fee for that. We have a continuity program, charges every month. You stop charging, then we stop letting you see the material.
Yeah, and it can be difficult in the beginning to assemble the content. I mean, one of the things that we started doing, I mean, we realized this a couple of years ago, for example, on the resources that we were making available at the end of the session at our live presentations, you know, marketing systems and copywriting systems, things like that, that there were people who really, really, really needed it based on what we'd seen from what they've shared with us in the program, but they weren't going to step up and do it. It's sort of the paradox that the people who really desperately need the help and need the resources are too wary or just plain afraid to actually make the investment, whereas the people who will understand this will step up and do it. This is, you know, what Dan Kennedy used to call the principle of the slight edge. I mean, I have people come up to me routinely and say, we're doing really well, but there's something in what you're selling that's going to make a difference, and we'll find it and we'll use it so it'll be worth the investment. And so what we started to do with our membership site was, instead of just exclusively making it available at different levels, as you mentioned, because we've got several levels, to the people that subscribe to our programs, we now started to package it and license it to professional associations and also to some vendors, some for-profit companies, for them to offer either as a membership benefit for free to everybody or as a distinguishing piece of content. So if you're at the gold level of their membership for the professional association, then you get access to the webinars, you get access to this. And then for people that are vendors, it gives them something unique, especially if they're selling a commodity product. They can say, well, you don't just buy our, you know, our plants, you're getting our plants and you're getting Ron Rosenberg's Resource Power Pack program included. And for those people, it would really be impossible, certainly difficult for them to assemble the kind of content that you or I might be able to put together for them. But we co-brand the site. We make it look like them. We have links to their specials. So it really looks like their site, but they're actually licensing the whole site to get the content. So what are some other examples of membership sites that you've helped people put together and the niches that they're serving?
Before I get into that, I want to just comment on what you said. And I think part of what many of us, maybe all of us, have as an issue is, A, not valuing what we know and how special those talents are, and B, not knowing how to leverage them. And when all of what you said, Ron, is what I think, regardless of membership sites or anything else, but just from a business perspective, it's useful to kind of take a moment and do an inventory of what makes you as a entrepreneur or an association person or whatever unique. And that's exactly what you just described. You said, we've built these systems together that are making a huge difference to people, and these are systems that they can't implement. So we'll implement it for them and charge them a fee to do that. You looked at some uniqueness of what you have and do and made it into a product which serves you. It much more importantly serves them, and even more importantly than that, serves their clientele. So that's, I want people not to lose that, how important that can be. Specifically, to answer your question, would be, I have membership sites for stock trading, teaching people how to do stock trading, where these people have a dozen products that they sell, and you can buy them one at a time. And so they have all these different crisscross membership levels. I told you about the quilting. They had a free side and a low-cost membership side for how to make different kinds of quilts. I have a site for aspiring actors and actresses. I have a woman who puts together all of the workshops in New York and L.A., and workshops are really, in acting parlance, interviews and auditions. Well, they call them workshops. So she does it for a low value. She puts all these workshops listed together. So if you're an aspiring actor and actress, you can buy her membership site, and you can find out if you're in New York City where to go, under what director or what person who's looking for some actors. So that's kind of cool. The same person did a course on if you want to move to L.A. to be an actor, here's all the things you need to think about and all the things you need to do about moving to L.A. and getting into the actor-actress community. She did that. I have another guy who teaches industrial stuff to manufacturers. This guy has 30 different levels. He has about 7 programs or 8 programs, each with 3 to 4 levels that you can buy interconnected. I have very simple ones. I have a person who trains horses. She does ranch horses, so she trains people to train their horse to do ranch horsemanship. And so she has a membership site that has videos and lesson plans and quizzes and all kinds of stuff to learn different skills if you're a horse. I could go on. It's just infinite. You could put a membership together for anything.
Yeah. A question on that. So obviously people might be willing to pay for some of these courses, but there's a sort of this entitlement mentality around the internet that everything's there for free. I just bought myself just recently a couple of sharpening stones to sharpen our kitchen knives. And all I do is I go to YouTube and I say how to sharpen knives with a sharpening stone, and I get 1,000 different ones. In terms of the sites that you want people to pay for, what are some strategies to convince people that they actually should fork over money for stuff on the internet when their mentality may be that everything on the internet should be free?
As you have said earlier in the call, you have to find something that makes it unique. That's something that people are willing to pay for. I think right away, as you said that question, I thought about the woman in LA who has the workshop website. I could go and look through all the papers and do all the Google searches and find out where the actor workshops are for next weekend, or I can pay her $10 a month or $50 a year, and I can find out with 3 clicks exactly where I might want to go next weekend to try to get a job. There's value in that. We charge for our products. If you want to have access to the support center and access to the next releases of the product, then you have to pay the monthly fee because, you know, I spent a lot of time and effort building a product. I want to get paid for having done it. And you can cancel, but then you don't get the next version. That's just a couple of examples.
So it may sound really difficult to do. We've certainly given people some things to think about, but as with any new endeavor, you know, going into something that you really haven't done before, what are some of the critical mistakes that people should be careful of avoiding when implementing a membership site for themselves?
One point you asked me how we get material. Well, the converse of that is not having enough material to make it worth people's while to maintain their membership. So there has to be enough value in the membership site for them to maintain their membership. And you have to continue to add stuff to it that is valuable to them. A complicated user interface, and that's why they have these products out there. You use iMember 360, and there are, you know, some of these others out there. They help make the interface for the user easier. You know, like you said, everything on the internet, we want quick, fast, free. So if it's not going to be free, at least it has to be quick and fast and easy. So if it's too complicated, they're not going to use it. If there's errors in it, if the site has links that don't work, the images don't come up, the videos don't play, your hosting company can't handle the load, people are certainly not going to be interested to pay, and they're doubtful going to come back even if it's free. Customer service. All of us have to have good customer service if we're in business, regardless. You look out there, and you know this, Ron, expectations for customer service is lowered and lowered and lowered on an almost daily basis. You have to be way above all of them. You kind of have to dole out the content. If you were to put everything out there and expect people to get it in an unorganized manner, they would get overwhelmed and leave. So you can not put your content out all at once, or you can organize it in a way that they can find what they want and they don't just get inundated with a whole mess of stuff that's just too hard to decipher. Another is no reason to engage. You have to engage them. And I know that you've been doing this long enough. I know that you engage your members. You don't just put this interview up here and say, it's there, just watch it. You have to engage with them, converse with them, talk to them, make them feel wanted and special. Those are the biggest ones, I would say, that pop into my head.
And along what you said, I want to sort of add to one of the points, which is that you have to maybe not overwhelm them. We had at one point a product called The Magic of Marketing, which came in a 16-pound box, and it was a lot of stuff. And what we found is that people were just so overwhelmed with it, they weren't doing anything. And you know, people who are confused don't take action. People who are overwhelmed don't take action. I would kind of make an analogy of, you know, the baby that's overstimulated does one of two things. He either cries or he goes to sleep. And you can do the same thing. So some of the membership sites and the tools, Dom, give you the ability to actually sort of deliver the content in a drip format, don't they?
Yeah, they do. And, you know, you can either do it by time. You can do it by having to have passed some kind of a quiz that you actually looked at the material, or some combination. You know, sometimes time is not good because people want to get through it and they can't wait till next week. And sometimes just testing is not good because they won't take the test or whatever, but you want to get them the material. But doling out the material in a organized fashion is a great way to maintain involvement. It's a, you know, like you said, this 14-pound box, now what do I do? Without a, here's what you do first, open the green package and take out the first piece of paper and very detailed things, people are going to go, blah, and put it up on the shelf. So whether it's physically or online, the exact same reaction happens, the overstimulation, and they'll go to sleep or put the box away or never come back to the site. So giving them stuff in chunks that they can digest and move them through a learning curve is a way to keep them engaged. It kind of covers a lot of different things that we've talked about, the engagement, keeping them interested, having content coming to them all the time. A lot of the different pieces we talked about all get wrapped up in this doling out material in a paced way.
We've covered actually quite a bit. What else should people know about considering or even developing a membership site that we haven't discussed yet?
One of the things that I would definitely think about is if you have a niche or a passion, business or otherwise, you have the ability with the tools that are out there today, you can put together a pretty nice website for that niche or subculture or whatever. It's easy now. And then to add a membership component is not all that much more for people to do. And I think that it behooves you if you have a passion for something or if you want to grow your business to make sure you have a good, solid, serious web presence and that you have a good membership software that lets you provide information that only the members get to see, making it special. So I think that it's really not as big a challenge. It's not as tall a steeper mountain to climb as it was, you know, 2-3 years ago.
Mm. If people have questions or want to get some more information or even speak with you about having you help them develop a membership site, what's the best way for them to get in touch with you?
They can go to our website, which we have two. Our main company website is zacaw.com, spelled ZACAW.com. We have forms there that they can ask any questions that they want, all run by Infusionsoft, of course. And we also have a site for our membership product called JoomFuse, which is JoomFuse.com. You can find out about that product there. Or, you know, if you want to send an email other than the forms, feel free to send us an email to support@zacaw.com, and that will go into our support system, and someone will get right back to you.
Excellent. Well, Dom Cassone, the founder and president of Zacaw Enterprises, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to share these great strategies with our members.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. One of my passions is to let people know about membership sites and how they can really make a difference in their business and in their interests.